Brian Jennings has the news in full.
The United Nations humanitarian chief Lady Amos has warned that Palestinian civilians in Gaza face an increasingly desperate situation as Israel's offensive against militants continues. Health officials in Gaza say more than 700 Palestinians have been killed in the past 2 weeks. 34 Israelis have died. The leader of Hamas, Khalid Mashal, has said he will not accept a permanent ceasefire unless Israel lifts its long-running blockade of Gaza. Lady Amos said she was extremely concerned about the deteriorating humanitarian situation.
We have over 118,000 people now who are sheltering in UN schools. People are running out of food. Water is also a serious concern. And of course, with about 44% of Gaza not able to be used by Palestinians that are fleeing their homes, the situation is even more dire.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed his outrage and regret at the placing of weapons in a UN-administered school in Gaza. In a statement, Mr. Ban said that by doing so, those responsible were turning schools into potential military targets and endangering the lives of innocent children. The United States National Aviation Authority has lifted its suspension of flights into Israel's main airport near Tel Aviv, which it had imposed on Tuesday because of Hamas rocket fire. The restoration of flights by some European airlines into and out of Tel Aviv airport is expected to take longer. The remains of more victims of the Malaysia Airlines crash are to be flown from Ukraine to the Netherlands this afternoon. It's expected that the process of identification of the 40 bodies repatriated yesterday will get underway at a forensic facility in Hilversum today. The victims' families have been told it may be a long process. A special televised church service was held in the Netherlands last night for the victims of the crash. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop was among those attending. She said every effort would be made to ensure that the remains of all those at the MH17 crash site were recovered.
Together, the Foreign Minister of the Netherlands and I will meet with the Ukrainian leadership and discuss how we can logistically plan the securing of the site. We will not rest until we have counted for everybody, every Australian aboard that flight.
A prisoner in the US state of Arizona took nearly 2 hours to die after a lethal injection. The state governor has ordered a comprehensive review into the case of Joseph Wood, a convicted double murderer. It's the third time this year that an execution in the US has not gone as planned. In the days leading up to this execution, his legal team had argued that not enough was known about the drugs to be used. The same combination of drugs had been administered for an execution once before in Ohio in January, when it took Dennis McGuire 26 minutes to die. In Oklahoma in April, Clayton Lockett died of a heart attack after prison officials halted the process. Astrid Galvin, a reporter with the Associated Press news agency who witnessed Joseph Wood's execution, said attempts were made to stop it as soon as it became apparent that something had gone wrong.
What should have been a 10-minute execution turned out to last nearly 2 hours, during which Mr. Wood was gasping for air periodically. The attorney for Mr. Wood actually left in the middle of the execution and went to federal court and filed a request for it to be stopped on the grounds that it had already been an hour and he'd still not died, but their request was denied. Some of the witnesses who had been witness to several other executions so that they had never seen something so excruciating.
Seven people have been arrested in North America and Europe in connection with a global cybercrime ring that defrauded eBay's online ticketing service in the United States of $1.6 million. One person was detained in Spain, three other people were arrested in London, two in the United States and one in Canada. They're charged with involvement in a scheme that used stolen credit card numbers to purchase thousands of tickets to events. The charges include money laundering, possession of stolen property, and identity theft. The Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. announced the arrests and gave details of the kind of tickets that were obtained.
These were tickets from some of the most sought-after events, for Justin Timberlake concerts, the Yankees and the Books of Mormon, So they were selling tickets related to orchestra seats, to sold-out Broadway shows, to seats behind the dugout at Yankee Stadium.
Now the time is 6 minutes past eight. The weather forecast, mist or fog will soon lift. It'll be dry and sunny, but there'll be heavy and thundery showers, with a likelihood of hail over the west later. Highest temperatures will range from 22 to 27 degrees.